This program is about real crime cases. I'm Darian. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a substantial reward for your information. I'll bring you your next case right after this.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and medical expenses are covered. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over 60, call 24/7
1-877-626-0156. 1-877-626-0156.
Attorney advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Grant, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Lieutenant Colonel Alonzo McGee was shot more than a dozen times in front of his home on January 4, 2013. Sources close to the investigation have revealed that McGee was not living at the home, but he had come by to drop off medicine for one of his children the night of his murder. Court records show that a week earlier, McGee's divorce from former Hampton Cove Elementary School principal Phyllis McGee was finalized. Documents show Alonzo McGee had been given full custody of the couple's three children and that Phyllis McGee had been given 30 days to vacate the family's home. Alfonso's cousin Ricky believes Alonzo was lured to the house and says he isn't afraid to make sure everyone else knows it too. On January 11, 2013, Phyllis McGee filed a claim for her former husband's $432,000 life insurance policy. There is now a $17,000 reward being offered for any information. Anyone with information can contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.